Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Mock. If you are just joining us, this is the second episode in a new series I'm doing. I'm going through the essence of the book Resisting Gossip by Matthew Mitchell. And last episode, we looked at his definition of gossip as bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. And we looked at the first part of that three-part definition, bearing bad news. And now we're going to look at the second and third parts of that definition, behind someone's back and out of a bad heart. So gossip is done behind someone's back. It is done outside of the presence of the one that you were talking about. The Proverbs call this kind of person a whisperer, a tale bearer. When we whisper, we don't want people to hear. This is not saying that all whispers are bad, but a gossip is someone who is going to tell a story, going to communicate words, share information, bad information, behind the back of someone. So before you talk, when you hear talk about someone behind his back, here are four questions that you should ask. Would I say this if he were here, right in my presence? Would I share this story about this person if he were right here? Another question. Would I receive this bad news about her in the same way if she were here? So here you have this bad information about a particular individual, and how would you receive that story? Would you receive it in the same way if she were just standing right next to you, hearing the story being told about her in your presence? These two questions are very helpful questions to ask ourselves, especially before we post something on social media, before we share something, before we click send or publish. Ask these questions. A couple other questions. Am I hiding this conversation from someone? Well, that's obviously an indicator that you would be telling this information behind that person's back if you're hiding it from that person. And here's the golden rule being applied. Would I want someone else to talk this way about me if I were out of the room? Most people don't like being gossiped about. Some are have the mindset that all news, whether it's good or bad news, is good news, because it's kind of like, you know, bad publicity is good news. Is you're being known, even if it's for shameful things. You're being talked about, and some people love being talked about, whether it's good or bad information. But if you're out of the room, how do you want people to talk about you? Certainly you want people to give you the benefit of the doubt. You don't want them to impugn your motives, ascribe motives to you that you did not have. And so we have to ask these questions before we share information behind someone's back, or when we are listening to that information. Remember, part of gossip is not just the sharing, but also the listening. And if you can help it, then you need to ask yourself, why are you still listening to this story? And how are you receiving it? Of course, this definition of gossip, bearing bad news behind someone's back, does not mean that you can never share information about someone behind their back. So here are a number of times when you can share behind someone's back. Well, obviously you can share when you have good things to say. Of course, that doesn't fit with the definition of bearing bad news, but If we find ourselves sharing good news about someone to another person, we'll probably be less tempted to share bad news about that person. So, feel free and be generous with your words of another person that are good words. Another time to share behind someone's back is when you warn other people about someone. The Bible does speak about staying away from a fool, staying away from a wicked one. The Proverbs are full of warnings to stay away from the adulterous woman. Now, there's bad company. And if you, without a shadow of a doubt, know someone to be bad company, the opposite of good people, then you would do well to share that warning with someone who might be caught up in that company. Now, we'll have more to say about that later on. Another time to share is when you need godly, wise counsel about some of your conflicts and problems. You should talk to a pastor. You should talk to a counselor. You should talk to an elder, some trustworthy friend or family member when you are seeking godly counsel. Remember, one of the definitions of gossip, this was by Ken Sandy, is involving someone who's not part of the solution. Now, if someone is part of the solution, someone who can really help you to solve your relational conflict or help you to reconcile, help you process what has been said of you, then you would be wise to seek that counsel. Of course, when you are involving another person, you need to labor at loving the one you're talking about, even when you have to share things that are really shameful things. By the way, just going to a pastor does not automatically disqualify whatever you say as gossip. So you need to be careful. You need to be careful and examine why you would be going to a pastor or a trusted friend to share this information. What are your motives behind sharing that information? Are you really involving the pastor for his help? Or just because you want him well of you? Or you are, you like to be the first one to know things and you had to just share it with the pastor so that he can become in the know. Another time to share information, bad information, harmful or negative, shameful things, is when your life is in danger. So immediately I'm thinking of something like domestic violence or rape or molestation, some really significant, dangerous situation you're in. You should not keep that to yourself. You should seek the proper help. You should seek help from your pastors and elders. You should seek help from the authorities, like the police authorities. You should wisely consider how best to get out of that perilous situation. That's a right time to share shameful information. Sometimes abused women think that if they share what's been going on in the home, then they are not being submissive wives, or they are betraying confidence, and that they are being against their husbands. And of course, it could be that the husband is abused by the wife. That happens as well. But that kind of approach to the problem is not what God calls us to do. God calls us to get the help. And the abusers need help as well. And making known what's going on in the home is one way of getting help to the people that need it and involving the proper personnel in solving the problem. So that's behind someone's back. Now, the last part of the definition is doing this out of a bad heart. Gossip arises from a bad heart, one that is attracted to those choice morsels, those delicious bites of gossip. So to recognize gossip, we have a number of questions we could ask to get at the motives. Why am I saying this? Ask yourself, when you share a story about someone that's negative, when you are when you're considering, it's ideal that you ask yourselves these questions before sharing. You don't want the cat to come out of the bag if the cat should stay in the bag. But ask, why am I saying this? What am I gaining? What's the purpose? What's my motive? Or if you're listening to it, why am I listening to this? Why am I continuing to hear this story? Why am I attracted to this bad news? Now, the next two episodes, we're going to talk about motives, about the kinds of gossips and the reasons for gossips. But we're going to look at different motives like jealousy and anger, hatred, boredom, pride, fear of people. These are some motives that we'll consider. But I wanted to end this video with a sober warning from the Lord in Matthew 12, verses 33 to 37. He is telling us to not examine just the behavior, but to examine our heart motives, why we do something, the kind of the kind of tree that we are. It says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The mouth speaks these words, whether they're good words or bad words, out of the heart. There's some motive coming from our inner person that is the purpose or the ground for the words that are coming out. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Jesus has some very serious messages about the words that we speak. There's a lot in the Bible, in the Old and New Testaments, about our words. So we need to be very careful not to let careless words slip out of our mouths. And the way we do that is by examining the reason we would say this or that thing. So we have to get into the heart of the matter, like we do with every issue of sin. The fruit is just a manifestation of the kind of tree that you are. So next time, as I said, we're going to look at why we gossip. Hope this was helpful.